This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the county result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So, the only thing left to say is, are you in? Order now on the McDonald's app. And you can also get reward points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus. Rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com. Good evening and welcome to the Scarpagar Award. Part of the TalkSport Fan Network and in association with Mentel, that's our partner, charity partner for 2024. I'm Russ Johnson. I'm delighted to be joined by Waggy Wagster, the Wagman himself. Have you got a Wagamama?
Wagamama. I suppose that's me mum.
Hey, you could have said that before when I said he could say something funny. That's pretty funny, that Waggy. And delighted to be joined by Phil Lloyd, the first person to reply to our messages of can anybody fill in for us tonight. Cheers, mate.
Hello, no problem. Quick off, I was going to watch anyway, so yeah, I was going to be here.
Nice one. We are going to be joined by Alex from DN35 very shortly to preview the Grimsby match. There is a bit of admin to do first, just very, very briefly. Jordy Hatter's show is back this weekend, 9:30. Obviously, because it's away, we're away at Grimsby, so he'll be with you 9:30 till 11. And also, we've got a signed home shirt that's being raffled off. I don't know if you've seen this. Look for Sarah Flower on Facebook or, I guess, Twitter. You can win a signed county shirt. Yeah, and the raffle will be going for a couple of weeks and all proceeds will be donated to Open Door, a mental health organisation based in Stockport. Let's raise lots of money. So that's Sarah Flower. There we go. Has anybody else got any admin before we crack on and talk about the football?
No, nothing.
No.
Let's get on with
it. Okay. Get on. Oh, okay, cheer. I will. Oh, yeah, I'll get on with it. Right, let's welcome Alex from DN35, the Grimsby podcast. Hello, Alex.
Hello.
Hello, there you go.
You all right?
Yeah, not bad. How are you?
Oh, yeah, brilliant. We're talking mentally or about the football? Yeah, mentally, well, fine.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Is it? Because let's talk about how is it affecting your mental health, the football?
I'll be honest. It's just boring because I've seen this film and it's really shit. So basically, all I'm seeing, you know, like EastEnders is just misery and everyone's got money problems and everyone, you know, no one's good looking. Everyone's got bad teeth. Everyone's not enjoying themselves. That's what our season is like. There's at least Coronation Street would have like some humorous part of it where, you know, I don't know. I was going to say Len Goodman because I don't know who was in Coronation Street. Would get like trapped in a mini or something. That's fun. We're more EastEnders where it's just more misery. And, oh, another final demand bill's come in that we've got to pay. And I can't afford to run the market stall. That's where we are. Does that help?
It does a bit. I suppose you could say so. I always imagine EastEnders as well. You just watch it in black and white and you don't really notice. You wouldn't notice if it was black and white.
I'll be honest, Russ, it's the best way to watch anything.
You know? I always find EastEnders just makes you glad you're a northerner.
Yeah.
That's true. No one goes to Nando's in EastEnders, do they? Like, no one goes, do you know what? I've been up to the theatre. It's been really fun. And no one works like in the city or, you know, at least works in Brent Cross or somewhere like that where they go, oh, no, I work at Waitrose in, you know, Stratford. So I've got no one does. It's just not, you know, it's not really a reflection of London life. No one talks about their house price, which, you know, they should do. And that's it. I don't know what else to say about EastEnders. That's all I've got. I'm really sorry.
It's all right. I'm never sure why house prices are a taboo, really. I don't understand that. I never understood that. Anyway.
Well, living down south, what I tend to do is I tend to look at house prices in Grimsby and cry because I could buy. I've got a 3-bedroom terrace and I looked and there's a house about 15 minutes from where I grew up and I could buy it and it had an orangery. I didn't even know, A, why do you need an orangery in Grimsby? And I don't really know what one is, but I kind of want one.
That's definitely good enough.
Just sit there being disappointed we lose to you in my orangery. I'll have the last laugh.
Let's talk about the football then. So take us through how it's all unfolded, because obviously you came up the same season as us. You actually started off better than us in the season. Okay, forget, you know, we had investment and all that kind of stuff. And what's happened since? Because you had a decent first season by all accounts, did you? And then it's kind of, you're 20th now. What's going on?
Yeah. So do you know what? We came up with not much expectation and the FA Cup quarterfinals just kind of happened. We kind of like a drunk, like walked into the wrong bar and, you know, Brighton and Man United were there and Man City were there. Like, oh, sorry, you know, we're not going to be in here. Really sorry. But we made a bit of cash off it and we finished in that. This is so sad to say, but I mean, you guys understand. Like, it was our highest finish in the league in 17 years, finishing like 11th in League Two. So we were like, actually, this isn't bad. Paul Hurst knows what he's doing. Let's be honest, League Two is probably the easiest league to get out of, though we're fucking showing that it's not the case. To get out of every league we've all been in, we know what it's like trying to get out of the conference. So,
yeah,
you know, you're like 11th, that's great. And then next season, we'll have a bit of FA Cup cash. You know, we won't, you know, it's probably the worst time to have a bit of cash because everybody else seems to. But at least we can set ourselves on our way and, you know, that outside shot of the playoffs. And all these, I say so-called because that's not fair on them because they do know more about League Two football than I do. But all these people who are on social media that understand all the other clubs go, actually, you guys are dark horses. You guys will do all right. And we had like Camel Conte and Danny Rose has been a good acquisition. And it started all right. But then we played Mansfield twice. So we played Mansfield in the league. And did we play him in the League Cup? Anyway, they fucked us right over. We looked so shite. And we were like, this is not, maybe they're just needing to, you know, work it out a bit, but that was really quite shit. And then Paul Hurst, you know, bless him. Like, I love him. And he's the only manager that's left us and then gone a league above after being sacked, which is credit to the guy. But I don't think I think he's quite a guy that is very much hard work, discipline. It's going to be boring as shite, but you're going to win 1-0. And, you know, keep us shape, get a point away from home and we'll be all right. And I think he needed to do something different and he didn't get it right. And the players he's got in are so mentally weak that every time we were asking, right, things are looking a bit shit at the moment, lads, stand up to be counted. We're only playing fucking Sutton or wherever it is. We'll be fine. And then, you know, they would all shit the bed and then run home. And that has basically been the entire season after, you know, after us. But then we've got you guys. So, you know, you'll dick us 8-0 and then, you know, we'll go and play everyone else.
Not so sure about
that.
You
say that, but you always see the players at the right time. There's always something going on that...
So what's happened?
Well, that's what I mean. Is we've still got quite a few players out, but good. I don't know what it'll be. I don't know if it'll be a card-happy referee that will send two of our players off in the first 5 minutes and then it'll just you'll beat us 3-0.
We'll take it.
You will, yeah.
I just don't know, man. I don't get it. And you're just like, oh, I thought everything could got better. We got like new owners. We're like, right, the owners are shit. Let's get rid of them. Brilliant. The manager, you know, Ian Holloway, is an idiot. Like, get a new manager in. Paul Hurst, everybody loves him. We know what he's doing. I was like, oh, maybe it's the players that are shit. Or it could be the tea lady. or and that's basically just how it's got to. And now we've got to that point where we take a reasonable point against Accrington and go, this is good, we're all right. But it's the games after we've got you. So we've then got like Forest Green, Sutton. And I just want to wait. I think I'm like you guys. I mean, you'll enjoy it more, I guess. Though if I was top of the league, I'd be shitting it. Like every week, like, oh, we're going to fuck it. I wouldn't find it enjoyable.
it's funny, right? Because we've got a comment here. Every time we have a guest on, they always come and say, oh, we're shit, we're this, we're that, we're that. And they I'm going to say they've beat us, but they have been doing recently, but they play a lot better than we expect. And we do shit it every week. I mean, I do personally. Don't know, Waggy, Phil, do you shit it every week?
Yeah. Although I'm still looking at fourth place at the minute, so top's a bonus.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's disappointing. Like, you know, the last place, the first place in the playoffs. at least let's go for third, Phil. Come on.
No, that's what I mean. The gap to fourth.
All right. Yes, we got fourth.
Yeah.
We did that once in like 2005. I think we're in the top three all season in League Two. And in the last minute of the last game, I think Northampton won and we drew or something and kicked us out in the last second of the game. And then we lost to Cheltenham in a playoff final. So you can imagine how many people from Cheltenham came to a game. So you just sat in an empty, you know, Millennium Stadium in Cardiff, going, this is fucking miles away. Where are we? In Zimbabwe. Yeah, lose 1-0. No one turns up. We all go home going, did we go over a bridge last time? I'm not going over the way first because I'm not paying for it and all that sort of stuff. Yeah. So that was our playoff final then.
I think we've got a few Grimsby fans watching. If you are a Grimsby fan, you're watching. Thank you for joining us. You are.
Oh, I did a posh thing. It said I could link it. So
yeah, I've noticed that. So we've got Mike McMahon. I guess he's Grimsby. Alex is always the optimist.
Mike is growing on. He did some Keir Starmer tweet earlier today and he's like getting 1,000 retweets. So he's feeling very, you know, he's very buoyed with himself.
Going viral, is he?
He's going viral.
I do feel like there's an element of what's happened recently with us because we've for some reason we've got the other two weird fan bases who were going for the title. They're teaming up against us. So because we beat Grimsby back, because we beat Wrexham back in the day and we teamed up together, maybe we should team up again.
I'm happy.
You take it off Manfield and Wrexham for us.
We cannot beat Wrexham. I think we've played Mansfield at least 11 times this season. And I think the aggregate score is something like Mansfield 57, Grimsby Town 1. And I think every week it's just, are we playing Mansfield again? Even Nottingham Police are getting, but Nottingham Police quite like it because they get to beat us over the head with a stick and, you know, rearrange the game for 3 o'clock in the morning. And, you know, there's only three away tickets available and you must answer this riddle to get them. I think even they're getting bored of beating us over the head with a stick now to play the game. But yeah, don't make us play Mansfield again. We've suffered enough, goodness sake. I don't mind this ITV digital banding together though, where, you know, we can all curse, you know, irrelevant cable TV channels and that's fine. I'm happy with that. The ITV digital bandits.
Let's just look at some of your results that you had and then some of your fixtures that you've got coming up. So you beat Salford 3-0 away. Was that pre-Carl Robinson or was that his first match? Or?
Oh, I don't know. Salford always fuck us over. They're always whiny little... We had one where...
You beat them 3-0, right?
I know, it was amazing. And it's the first time we played them off the park. And this is the thing, David Artells, you know, I feel sorry for him because he's got all these players and they're like, he had them for 45 minutes in his first game. He did like one training session. They came out and they blew MK Dons out the water. They were amazing. And then like the longer he spent with them going, they're getting worse. And I don't know what I'm doing wrong. He just sounds more and more confused every week going, I had 2 weeks with them last week and we did set pieces and we did throw-ins. And I think one of the guys like threw it at a three-year-old or something, just, you know, turn around instead and just throw it again. Did I do good, boss? Not really, mate. No.
Mike McMahon again says it was before Robinson, so that does tell a story. Then you got beat 6-1 at home by Walsall. Should we just
biggest defeat, a home defeat since 1947, and that was against Liverpool. And Walsall are not Liverpool.
No, we beat them the week after.
So what's the aggregate score on that base? How many did you beat them by?
3-1.
3-1. Great.
9-2.
Great.
Yeah. Brilliant. Pretty sure football doesn't work like that. then it was 5-5 with free score in Notts County.
Yeah, they can't defend for shit.
No, they can't defend for shit.
It's hilarious. But, you know, I don't really like a team that when they had Lee Hughes, he did a drive-in celebration when he scored against us. He is a bit of a bell. Yeah. But that's quite ancient history. So I'll give him a break, apart from I won't.
Lost to Tranmere, and then, like you say, decent draw with Accrington. So where have we got to look out for? You know, you still got Waterfall in centre-half, have you?
He's gone to Hartlepool.
Oh, has he? Okay.
So the only danger you've got is there's a lot of dog shit around the away end. So you've got to be careful about that. That is probably your biggest danger. I would also not eat fish and chips at the Mariner, because that's near the away end and it's tempting. Do not go for that. You might as well eat fish and chips in Stockport. So go to Steels. That's your only dangers: food poisoning and getting dog shit on your shoe. On the pitch, I don't know. I'm probably one of the most pessimistic of the lot at the moment. I don't know why, but I think we've changed the defence. Up front, we're great. Danny Rose is a shit house. I haven't had one of them. They're amazing. I quite like them. I understand why other fans like them.
Yeah.
He scores, you know, for fun, works his arse off. Issa banging one in from... Daniel, come on. Issa can only score from 30 yards out. He gets anywhere near... If he gets any, like, white markings on his boots, he shites himself. Yeah, he's... He blows hot and cold. I think who was the lad that we got? Curtis Thompson. Please tell me, the guys who are listening. He was he's come in from Cheltenham and looks an absolute warhorse. We lost Camille Conte to Bristol Rovers. He signed a 3-year contract and left after 6 months, which is fine. I think what Camille Conte was very technically gifted and could become a really good player. He didn't necessarily have that nous and that determination. And, you know, that, you know, sort of all I'm thinking of is Mike Bassett, who's the guy who says, lead them out, do the team talk, and just shouts, let's fucking kill him, and then smashes his head or something against the wall and then runs out. I think that's what that they didn't have that, and was one of the reasons why I think defensively we're weak. But it's the first time we've kept a clean sheet in since like 1911 or something. It was really impressive that we did that. Goalkeeper's all right. You will probably find that we are more... We've got a new left back in who seemed to be quite decent as well. We've got a guy who says he can throw it long, but he can't throw it long. You know, when you gave us Jordan Cropper, I don't know why you did that. You would have won that league by at least 35,000 points. If you don't let him play football, just let him sit at the... And then whenever he had to take a throw in, just bring him around and cart him out. Because his throws were like flat and, you know, went forever. These ones are just those big old loopers that then land on your head.
Yeah.
Which
Jordan Cropper, am I missing something?
Have I fucking this up again like I did last time?
And yeah, I think you have. And
he was Chesterfield, wasn't it? Yeah, he was at Chesterfield. Look, it's just some team that threaten to beat us every time and they play in blue. Look, that's, you know, and you've all got a striker we can't afford.
Fair enough. So, okay. So no real threats then.
Danny Rose,
one of the first away fans that has come on here and not told us that the starting 11 are absolutely shit up and they're going to paste us pretty much.
Do they really? Top of the league. I mean, that's bravado, isn't it? I'd love to see the Sutton fan that comes on and goes, like, you lads, you're in for a difficult time. And you know,
we asked the question, who should we look out for? And then basically they go through the 1 to 11. And it's like, all right, okay, so Are you top of the league then? No. Okay.
To be fair though, the Newport lad, he was downbeat, wasn't he? He was saying, "Oh, we've got loads of injuries, blah blah blah." And then they played really well.
did they think it was a cup game? Because that's the only time that's Newport played.
Yeah, maybe.
That's why they win awards. I'm trying to go down that avenue. You know, we've been doing this for ages, us guys, and you know they're winning all these awards. And you've got this Northwest Award. There isn't that many football podcasts in Lincolnshire. Let's be entirely honest. No. There's us and Lincoln. Scunthorpe fans are still crying in a corner, going, "Can we have some more money, please?" But it's the way football is. I thought we'd be doing all right, and we got a bit of money from the FA Cup, but you know. Was it MK Dons offering 500 grand for the bloke from Harrogate? It's like, come on, yeah, what is going on?
Yeah.
It was like someone I saw on social media saying that Colchester are losing 40 grand a day. Colchester.
Yeah. That was the Price of Football reported that, Kieran Maguire. Yeah.
I thought it was bad when they were like losing 70 grand a day. But when is this going to stop? Do you know what? I'm going to be all loving dovey. This is where our parting of ways is. We've had a bit of fun for a couple of years. And if, you know, ITV brothers in arms, let's be entirely honest. And if it can't happen to us, I'm glad it's happening to you guys, because you guys have gone through just as much shit as us. Granted, we didn't go in the North League. That would have been fun though, I think. At least you've got more. You've got more away grounds ticked off. Like, that's the thing that fans hold, isn't it? And you can all go, we've got. Can you remember when we went to Colville? That was really cold. But you've got like a whole season of it where you can go, I've got this raffle ticket, which was my ticket to get in.
Gloucester, Russ got away. I remember that. Yeah,
Russ got in as an under eight at some ground because they'd run out of adult tickets, so they had to give you a kid one or something, and you know. There was someone was spent too much of the game going down a slide because he had a park at the back or something. That's good. And now you're going up into League One and you'll play. I don't know who you're looking for. Who's going to get relegated from the Championship? Have you looked yet?
Sheffield Wednesday.
Yeah, Rotherham, Sheffield Wednesday. Rotherham probably.
Oh, Rotherham, wonderful.
Reading, yes. Oh no, they're League One, aren't they? Reading
are coming down to us, aren't they?
Yeah, Reading possible. Oh, yeah, no, they're making a fight of it. They're making a fight of it.
Oh, that's a shame.
Tell us about... We've been to Grimsby a million times. The food inside the ground and where's best to drink for county fans?
There's a... near the Pencil Museum. Is it Pencil Museum you've got? It's a Pencil Museum, isn't it? Or a Hat Museum?
We've got Hat Museum.
Why am I thinking Penrith. Pencil Museum?
Near Penrith.
So going to Cleethorpes, if you're coming on the train, go straight in. You've got Wetherspoons, which used to be the Baton Rouge, which is great, but there's also quite a few little bars, like the number one bar at the train station is a really decent boozer. Go into the town center, you've got quite a few little ones kicking around. There's also Message in a Bottle, which is a little bit off the seafront, but it does, like, you know, bit of, you know, beers and stuff, which is quite good. I don't know if they're open actually, but I'll check. And then obviously Ernie Beckett's or Steels for fish and chips. Don't do Seaways, don't be a tourist. Just Google them and put them in. There's also the North Bar, and I think Beast Burger is shut, so you can't go there. And then near the ground, there's nowhere really to drink. They've all been shut down. Like, there's the Blundell Park Hotel opposite, which is gets rammed. For those of you who want to try a brewery, there's Doc's Beers, but that's as you come into town, so you might have to get a designated driver, pull in. It's on the way, but that might be a half decent one for you as well. I didn't read what you said, Daniel. I assume you're saying that everything is great in Cleethorpes and don't eat Seaway.
Although there's the fan zone lets you in, he said.
Yeah, the fan zone does actually. So it's on the annoyingly, it's at your end of the ground, but it's in the That's an interesting question. How many are you bringing?
I'm not allowed to answer that, and I don't know. Phil, are you going?
Why are you not allowed to? No. Why are you not allowed to answer it? Have you caused problems before?
Yeah, because I've commented in the past about numbers that fans bring to away matches and things, and get shouted down for that.
We all do.
But as you know, Alex, I commented on fans quite a lot. I got a load of yours when you beat us and Sarf got sent off. I've made a comment on Twitter and I got a load of abuse back.
The Luton podcast didn't like me because I said us shitholes need to stick together, and I don't think they took it in the way that they was meant to. It's your end of the ground. It's in the corner nearest the main street. It's decent. Does some food. It does local beer in there as well. So it's not it's a nice place. And for kids, there's like some foosball tables and stuff like that in there that they can kick about with. They sometimes have a live band, though. I'd feel sorry for anyone doing it in February next to the North Sea. I assume they don't. So we'll give this one a miss. We'll come back. We'll see you in May for three games and then see you all later. But yeah, there's loads of stuff. Do you know what? I'm really... Grimsby's lovely. I live in freaking Surrey now. It's as boring as shite. And, you know, there's nothing in terms of the food and beer you can get up there. And, you know, fish and chips, you're really lucky. Really lucky. And then you get 3 points, you can fuck off home.
Nice. Well, we'll talk about that in a sec. Ian Dowd says there's about 30 tickets left. Is he a blue dot voyeur as Ryan is?
You guys do that as well? Someone has coding for us who tells us how many is left, because our home's end is full now, just of loads of people going. We had like 3,000 people watching us in the first division, and now we're all 20th in League Two, and there's 7,000 of us. Yeah. I don't really know. Like, where were we when we were good? I think is the only chant you can sort of direct us.
It's funny to say that. I've been playing Championship Manager 96-97 with my lad, and he's looking at the he's Grimsby actually. He's got him into the Premier League. I'll get your screen grab. And like Grimsby again, 8,000 in the Premier League. And he's like, what? So, yeah.
Well, it's when we used to play you lot, innit? He's all like, be like, Stockport v Grimsby, like 3,500.
Yeah.
And then it'd be like 300 from Stockport, even though it was like one train line. It's the only direct line that Grimsby's got to anywhere in the world. And it's like, there's still only 300 away fans because like, I'm not traveling in the 90s. I don't know. IRA terrorist attacks or something. I don't know what put everyone off.
Right, good stuff. Before we let you go, what do you think the score will be on Saturday? One of yours has already commented. Say one of yours, a Grimsby fan.
I'm not affiliated with any of their actions. I've watched Skint.
Josh Donner says, I'm saying 2-1 to Stockport on Saturday.
Do you know what? As I said, I think this is a part in other ways, and we might not see each other for a while until we draw each other in the FA Cup, which is what we used to do. I think it'll be. I'm happy to give you the couple of points, so you know, you annoy the ones that are following you up the league. We will gift them to you. Just you know, what we will send you is a hit list of players that we need taken out, and then Challoner can obviously do his Challoner stuff and take them out for us periodically. Throughout the season, that would be really appreciated. 2-0 Stockport. There you go.
We can work that out. I'm pretty sure we've still got Sutton and Forest Green to play, aren't we?
Yeah, you know, that's our level apparently. Brilliant.
Yeah. Avoid that drop.
Yeah. Can't wait to go to Weymouth again.
Right, Alex. Cheers for coming on, mate. Really appreciate
Love
it.
Love you
as
all.
Always.
See you later.
See you later.
Cheers, mate.
Good, mate.
Well, like Manning
Armstrong. Played in the game. Superb goal, and it's Connolly who scored it.
There we go. That was fun.
He's always doom and gloom, and then they turn us over, and then he comes out with some comment on Twitter, doesn't he?
Yeah, I'm not even going to look at the record that we've got against Grimsby. I think it's pretty good. I think it's probably good in the last half an hour that we've played them. You know, over the last 20 years. But yeah, always good fun. Right. Back to all things county then. So that's Grimsby on Saturday. That's pretty good. Let's turn our attention to Harrogate from last Saturday. What did you make of it? The Courtyard Club call, I did that with my lad Dan. We went into a bit of depth on that. Both really agreed that they were a lot better than we expected.
Yeah, I found that as well. Yeah, I was surprised how good they were. Because I went in before, they are 3-0.
Yeah,
it's
same.
Isn't it? We'll do these 3-0. And then the game starts.
Well, they're the form team, aren't they?
Oh, maybe not.
They're the form team of the league. They've won 8 of the last 9 or something, haven't they? They've got really good and a good away record as well. They've really turned it around because this is the highest position they've ever been, I believe, isn't it? Eight? Yeah, ever is the highest they've ever been. So,
did not know that.
So yeah, I mean, I was away for the weekend, so I didn't hear it, see it, or anything. I just saw the result and was like,
And when you just going onto your weekend away, did you buy a hoodie while you was there?
No.
Oh right. So you took a skiing hoodie with you. Is that a skiing hoodie?
Well, yeah, it's a surf make, but yeah, it's Quicksilver. So.
Oh right, okay. I thought you went skiing and bought a hoodie because it looks like a skiing pattern. Okay. Sorry. For the audio listeners, he's got a hoodie on with a mountain on it.
Mountain and a wave. Mountain Quicksilver and a wave. Do snow and surf gear.
Nice. Excellent there stuff. Sorry about that.
So yes, I was snowboarding for the weekend in France. So I was on the slopes, straight off the slopes, had a few beers, completely forgot that the game was on because I thought it was still only Friday. and then at 10:30, as we was on our way to the burger place, half cut, I was like, oh, actually, it's Saturday. I wonder what the score was. And then there was like 1-1. So I watched the highlights. We looked as well from the highlights. They had a couple of good chances and stuff. That one in the first 2 or 3 minutes where it went right across the front of the goal. I don't know what happened to that lad. He was just like rabbit in the headlights, wasn't he? He didn't know what to do. He just seemed to get his feet stuck.
Yeah.
But it looked, I'm only going off the highlights. I think we seemed to look a lot better in the second half. We seemed to pick our game up and we just couldn't put it in the back of the net. By the looks of it, we had quite a few decent chances. Alafi missed 2 or 3 dinny headers and stuff, but
yeah, he had one in the first half. He should have scored, really.
Yeah, yeah. I was in upper tier one as I always am. Was it closer than I mean, we all went oh because he hit it back across the keeper, didn't he, with his head? He headed it back across the keeper.
Yeah.
Was it close to going in, or was it quite far away? Because obviously I couldn't see it from that angle.
Well, I'm in the same block as you, so I have the same.
Oh, of course, yeah. Yeah, of course.
The highlights made it look close.
Did it?
It looked close from the highlights.
Right. County 18-3, they were compact, organised and executed their game plan. I couldn't agree more. They did. They looked really... Their possession, retaining possession was... Probably on a par with Notts County. I mean, I know Notts County didn't do anything with theirs, but they were, you know, they really did keep hold of it really, really well. I was really surprised.
Did they not play us on the counter attack? Were they playing against us? You know what I mean? Rather than trying to sit back and nick the ball and then break quickly.
Yeah, first 15 minutes, they were not on the counter attack. They were doing us. Mm-hmm. I think after that, yeah. Second half, it was all us, and I think the stats speak for themselves. I think we had 10 attempts second half. They had 2, I think, none on target. And it just felt like... And they turned us around as well, didn't they?
They did, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they did, yeah.
Yeah, I called that as soon as he was stood on the halfway line. They got to turn us here.
Yeah. Again, it's strange on that, because there's no ex-county players. Because normally, it's if they've got ex-county players in it. But...
Weaver's been there since the National League North days, hasn't he?
Right, okay.
The manager.
Yeah,
well, this season.
Comment from ES coach on the highlights, it did look that Southam Hales went over and congratulated Bailey, I think, because it looked as if he'd scored it, because he was right in front of, or right behind Lemony Evans, and Lemony Evans actually put it in, and Macca went over, congratulated Bailey, and then ran off. And you could see the highlights. You could see Common Larry Evans like, "Oi,
excuse me, I scored
and
it."
Then it just caught.
Hello,
I see seen on the highlights, and it just caught. So I don't know what if he didn't actually speak to him or not. But
yeah,
Powell spoke well of him after the game.
He did, yeah.
Considering I know we've sort of said this. And we all said he's like a new signing. He's come back and he's firing on all cylinders, but he never seems to be one of the lads. He doesn't strike me as he seems as if he's quite a private person and probably won't get involved that much. Whereas, you know, like South of Wales, he's a, you know, he's always the joker and stuff like that. So, but he seems to be on a, he seems to be on the same wavelength as Powell. They seem to have linked up again quite well.
Yeah.
They look a good partnership on the field.
Yeah, it looks really tasty, that, doesn't it? That that little combination they've got going.
Yeah, and he's looking better and better every week, isn't he? Now Powell as well.
Yeah,
he's looking really good. People are starting to understand that he's a second ahead of everybody else, and then starting to anticipate, oh, well, he can put that ball there, so I'm going.
Yeah. About the Alafi header, Ian Dowden says, from the lower tier three, it was very close. Mike Hoodie says it was about 2 foot away. So the keeper was completely wrong-footed. The keeper was, what, didn't even go for it.
No, he couldn't, could he?
No. And I was said as well on the Courtyard Club call, if you're not registered for that, please do join our Patreon. You get that into your inbox every Monday afternoon. £3 a month to be a patron. Got over 60 patrons now. Just thought I'd give that a plug. We said on there that if we'd have scored the second, which, because we were knocking on the door from scoring our first, if we'd have scored a second, it'd have been lights out for Harrogate. I don't think they'd have come back from.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Away days with County are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at Edgeley Park. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
No, yeah, I agree with that. Yeah. Because we were all over in the second half.
Yeah. So, yeah. All good. Well, not all good. We only picked up a point. Point gained or 2 points lost for you?
I think it's got to be. I think it's a point gained after going one. A point gained after going 1-0 down.
Yeah, I'd see a point, but the way we were in the second half, where we dominated, it could
yeah, also should have been lost. Three.
We should really have scored a second. Had enough to have got one in that second half.
But then the results went for us. Most of the results,
Mansfield winning, so they cut the lead to four, didn't they?
Yeah,
Barrow. All our Welsh friends losing, their game in hand is irrelevant now.
Yeah, yeah.
Such a shame.
As we say, closer to promotion.
Yeah,
and that's what we're aiming for. I did the 3-word review afterwards. Loads of positivity, and lots of people saying, well, it's one. We are 1 point close now. It's another point on the board against a difficult team. So, can't really grumble, I don't think, against a good team. It'll be different against Grimsby on Saturday. Again, I'm always nervous, but looking at where they are, you know, we went to Doncaster and give them a footballing lesson, didn't we? So,
it's the same, isn't it? As always, if we got Grimsby and get an early goal, then we'll be, it's pretty much game over, isn't it? You know, not wanting to sound too cocky or anything like that, but we score first and score early, then we just, the whole team just relaxes and the confidence just comes through. And then we say, we're going to go 3-4-0, whatever, you know, and just absolutely pile drive teams. But if we come out looking nervous and they come at us and they score off fucking Danny Rose's arse and then go 1-0, then, you know, it's like, we start getting a bit nervy then. So it's hopefully early goal and we can go at them.
I'm not sure about getting nervy, because we could have got nervy against Harrogate, couldn't we, in front of a large crowd at home. I think we'd probably get nervous if we didn't score for a while. Do you know what I mean? If we didn't, if we didn't reply almost immediately, we'd probably start to get nervous. But we've got to go and take the game to these teams. Do we think Cass will come in for Macaulay Southam Hales on Saturday? As a question.
I think he's the only fit right back we've got, isn't he?
Well, Ackle Wright can play there.
Ackle Wright could play there, but
yeah.
For me, I think so.
Quite a specialist right back. You've got to play him, haven't
you? Yeah, he's an actual right back, isn't he? And I know Ackle Wright can play there, but I think we'd rather have a right back there than a substitute or a standing right back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. As well as Ackle Wright has played in that position. It's good to have a natural right back. But would you put Wright then into centre half, or would you start with Torre? Because Wright's been pretty good left centre back, hasn't he? It's not been too bad.
No, he has, yeah.
Yeah, I'd keep him in the team. I think the only change that I'd have would be, Cass for Southam Hales, because I think Camp seems to have been playing quite well, sort of in the Crowsdale role, hasn't he? He's been a bit more creative, and then we've got Crowsdale to come on to try and shore things up and change the game. So I think that would be the only change for me. I don't know what the what's going on with Wharton. Is he still?
He, according to the courtyard on Saturday, still out. Charlie reckoned he might be back for crew.
Okay,
right.
Which is Tuesday, is it?
Yeah,
crew's Tuesday, isn't it?
It says yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So is he back? Is he back? I don't want to say back on the grass. Do you think?
So I didn't catch that. I think I'm having internet issues here. You keep breaking up.
Oh, right, okay. Waggy got it. Just saying, is he back on the grass?
Yes. Oh, right.
Rob Lander makes a good point. Cass is trying to play football. Yeah, we know that. Charlie doesn't always go with the obvious option. I tend to agree with that, you know. It wouldn't surprise me if Wright started at right back. And Cass came on for him, and they start, and he sort of just, you know, edged him into the team. I'm hoping we see more Sass as the weeks go on. He's not really made an impact, when he's coming on the sub, but so important for us, isn't he? And I hope he starts to get back to what he was like before he went out injured for the second time.
Mm-hmm. Is he playing in the same position? Is he coming on and playing in the same position as he was before his injury? So are we still playing the diamond?
Yeah, nothing much has changed really since you went. You know, you weren't even on holiday, Waggy, for a few days. It's not like
no, but I didn't see anything. I don't know what's happened for the Harrogate game. How we set up or anything like that. So, because you can't go off FotMob or SoccerScore because they have like some weird and wonderful lineup. Well, yeah, some weird and wonderful formations and players playing like. No,
it looked pretty much the same as Doncaster,
right?
Yeah, it was the same. Yeah, loads of people got 11 out of 11 on FanHub. Yeah. It was the same lineup, and it was four at the back. It looks to me like you say, Camps is doing that. It's almost like a quarterback role, like a Crowsdale, but a bit maybe a bit less industrious than that, and he's more creative, I would say, as well. And then you had the other three doing whatever it looked, they just looked like they were interchanging. Nick Powell was all over the place in a good way, in a positive way.
Yeah.
And then obviously Alafi and Madden up front. I don't think it'll change this week. Well, obviously apart from Maka at right back. Someone's asked who will Sars replace. Well, I don't think he'll come in straight away and replace somebody, but I think over time, like when we went on that 12 game unbeaten run or winning streak. I don't think Camps was playing much in that, was he?
No.
No, it was Crowsdale, Bailey.
Collar,
and
Sars.
Yeah.
No, Bailey was playing was still.
Yeah,
said Bailey. You said that, yeah. Collar, you said Collar, Sars, Bailey, and Crowsdale. They were the four, I think, generally for that run. So whether he morphs it back to that over time, or players have form, you know, you can't drop a player that's playing form. So who's he going to replace? The next person, the next player that has a dip in form.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, but I've got to say, watching Powell's just a joy to behold, isn't it? Just some of the stuff he does is like brilliant.
Just makes it look effortless, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said it before, he reminds me of a Letizia. He looks lazy, but he's just, he just knows how to play football. He's just one step ahead. He's our second cheat code for League Two.
good stuff.
Okay. On to, I was going to talk about squad depth and registrations, but we kind of just covered that anyway. We've not spoke about some of the players that have got to come back yet. I believe Collar's due back at some point in the next few weeks.
Talking about players back, Hippolyte on Saturday, I thought he looked fantastic when he came on.
Yeah, yeah.
And he is like a new signing. I was saying to Waggy before he played that hour against Worksop. And I think that's all he's played this season.
Yeah.
So would you agree? People moaning saying, oh, we need to sign this, we need to sign that. Well, we've just got Hippolyte.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's a good point, actually. Are you, in the comments as well, are you happy with the transfer window and the players that we've got, talking about that squad depth and who we've got registered and things like that? Are you happy with that?
They must have known that there was the players coming back, because if there were long-term injuries, it would have been signings made. So obviously they're in the know. They know what the medical team is saying. So they must know that we've got a conveyor belt of players coming back to bolster the squad. So yeah, I'm happy with what we've done.
I think it's
low losing Macker on Saturday. If, you know, it had been a week before, we could have been like, right, let's get somebody else in.
Yeah.
It does sound as if we've gone after quite a few players, but they've signed for League One clubs instead. We've had a list of players that we've gone for, but they've either signed for League One clubs or stayed where they are or whatever. So I think the players that we brought in, you know, young bright kids and stuff like that. So hopefully, you know, that gives us one, it gives them the good experience, because I think that Bennett and Richards, they're both there. It's the first time they've been out on loan, isn't it? I think.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Parent club. So you'd hope that they can, because they've not, Richards come on, he's only played 15, 20 minutes, hasn't he, for the end of each games. I don't think he did a lot against Doncaster. I think he only got about 4 or 5 touches, didn't he? And the Bennett, he's not even been in the squad yet, has he?
No, he wasn't on the bench on Saturday.
So it's, hopefully, you know, we've got those to come in and actually do a bit. Because as you say, this, obviously we had Will Fish, didn't we, who played the first two games, went off on international duty and very rarely played again.
Yeah.
And then he went back early as well. So again, if we don't play Bennett, or are they expecting him to play, or do they just want him in a men's football environment to get the experience of being in with
him? What's his fitness level as well at the minute? You know, if he's not been playing, you can't put somebody in who's only half fit.
I think he's been playing. He's certainly been playing under 21s or under 23s.
Not the same, though, is it? It's not.
Not the same, but I think he did play in the Pizza Cup.
Yeah. But again, he's not been playing against like full strength teams, hasn't he?
No.
Look at the teams that we were putting out.
Yeah.
You know, he's not played proper men's football yet. So I'll give him a couple of weeks in training, getting used to the level, and then stick him on the bench.
Mm.
Yeah. But going back to what you were saying before, Waggy, about these players that have gone to League One, it shows that we're not just throwing money at it, because we could have offered them a load of wages. You know, they're doing it properly.
Yeah. As John Bilsbury points out, he's happy that we didn't make any panic signings when we missed our targets, which perhaps we've been guilty of in the past, maybe, dare I say it? Yeah, no?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, sometimes. I think more so National League. I think maybe last year, the only one they think of is obviously Bailey, but he's worked out really well. So I'm glad that he's got, you know, he's on a permanent deal. I think he can, there's still a lot to come from him, even though he's played really well for us for the last 3-4 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to temper the excitement and be a bit more balanced, friend of the show, And original proprietor of the At County podcast handle on Twitter that we had to purchase off him for 5,000 English pounds. 5,000, yeah. 5,000 polo mints. The window was dreadful. It has been masked by a ridiculous favourable run of results, but we didn't get what we needed and we have left the door open for others. What do you think?
But who else has signed? There's only Wrexham that have signed basically what they've got good in the team already.
Yeah. Was it Luke Bolton? He went to Wrexham.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bolton. They signed three, I didn't think, didn't they?
Did Elliot, yeah. Elliot. They're looking at defense, which is their problem.
Attacking midfielders and strikers and stuff. And that's
yeah. They've gone for the Keegan approach, haven't they? We'll just score more than you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Which we'll probably get them up. Undoubtedly, I would say, but they'll have to change that tact when they get into League One. I'm pretty sure of that.
Yeah,
you'd think so, but they've not been very good away from home, have they? I think that's been their biggest Achilles heel for Wrexham. They've not been very good at away. Whereas you think of like Mansfield, they know how to play to their strengths most of the time, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Yeah,
a big physical team. A little bit on the edge, niggly and that type of stuff. And, you know, as you say, they'll press you and get a mistake and they can score a goal. So they can do that home and away. Barrow, again, are another really strong, compact team that home and away. They signed a couple of players, I think, didn't they? They seem to have a couple of good...
Cole Stockton. That's a signing, isn't it? That's pretty good for Barrow.
Yeah, because there's big rumours about him when we moved up to League Two, weren't there?
Yeah.
For both transfer windows last season that he was coming to us.
Yeah.
So he's that Notts County, if they can start defending, maybe they'll be a threat. MK Dons have started turning it around.
MK Dons have started to put a run together, haven't they? They're looking strong, so... Yeah, it's good. It's good. Just a reminder, we do have our blog that John Billsbury, the aforementioned, does write for us, which if you have a read that, it's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. Yeah, I laughed out loud when I read it the other day. Can't remember which bit it was, but have a read for yourself. I've put the link into the comments. So do have a read of that. Thank you very much. Should we talk about, before we get on to getting Rezzers, and possibly a quiz, should we talk about the Salford away tickets? I've not read it myself because I wasn't going for them, but you have to have been to 10 away games, and that includes the current online on sale tickets as well. Fair, unfair?
I think it's got to be fair, hasn't it? If you go to a lot of away games, you've got to be the priority. Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah. And if you're only getting, we're not getting 2,000 tickets or anything like that. It's only up the road. So you would expect that there'll be a lot of County fans that want to go. So it's only fair to give it to the people that are going to all the way, a lot of away games.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. I mean, they could give us double the tickets and we'd still sell them all. So yeah, I can see why they've done it.
Yeah. I guess with anything you can pull it apart, can't you? You know, I'm thinking, if it runs into next season, people buy tickets as soon as they're on sale, give them to the friends, and then when it comes to the key matches, they get the priority then because they bought it on their account and all that kind of stuff. Let's not go down that road.
That's a good idea.
No, we're honest. All honest.
Yeah. I've not thought about that, Russ. Thanks for that.
Yeah, I'll make a note of that one. Hang on a second. Yeah.
If we get to League One and we're in League One, then there's a lot more bigger clubs capacity and stuff there, so bigger capacities and things like that. So maybe it won't be as, it might just be, you know, if there's some of the smaller teams where they have to start doing that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, but
yeah, I think it's just because it's so low. I mean, it's a small ground and local, so that's a double whammy. I mean, thinking about League One, you've got Crawley, which isn't a big ground, but, you know, it's not, and that's going to be a Tuesday night. You can just see it if we do get there.
Thinking of a match that is going to be very sought after if everything goes in our favour, County 1883 has mentioned it. Are they trialling it for the Wrexham tickets? So that, I mean, that means I won't be going to Wrexham because I've not got 10 away matches now. And I won't have 10 away. I won't have, I don't know, 15 by then. whatever it is they put it up to.
It certainly sounds like it, doesn't it? This seems as if it will be. That's well, yeah, as you say, it's going to be 15 games, away games, before you can, or the first refusal for a Wrexham ticket.
Yeah. And I don't see how you can argue with that. You know, if you've been going away all season and then it comes to Wrexham, potentially with the connotations that's going to have, then you can't argue with that. All those people that have been to all the away games, they deserve them seats, don't they?
Of course. As you say, you wouldn't want a day trip of getting a ticket for that. And you've been, as you say, 15, 16 away games and you don't get a ticket for it. You'd be...
Yeah.
But you've also got to have a season ticket. Yeah. That's your first season ticket and 10 games, isn't it? 10 away games.
Yeah.
It's the first refusal.
Yeah. I agree with Jack Abroad. I don't think we've seen that before. But I'm never going to Wrexham again after last time. That was just horrific.
Are they increasing the away capacity?
It was bad from there.
Well, you were sorry. Both.
I went to the ground to watch it when they broke the big screen. It was bad enough from there.
But have they increased the away allowance with them having the new scaffolding stand?
I don't think they will, because they only have to give us 10% of the capacity. So that'll only be 1,300 anyway, if it's right. So,
and if there's something riding on it for them as well, they're not going to give any more. They'll give the minimum they can.
They're going to give the absolute minimum, and I don't know, even less if they can. So I reckon if they have to segregate us from maybe the some of the fans in the stand, they'd probably eat into our allocation. If that was another loophole, maybe. I don't know. Mm. I don't go reading the rules and trying to find loopholes, but generally. bare absolute bare minimum, which is right. That's within their tactics to.
Well, yeah, that's what you're going to do, aren't you? If it's like you know, we're saying about Salford last year in the playoffs gave us 500-600 tickets.
500.
So that's the minimum that they could possibly give us.
Yeah.
So that's what they're going to do. They don't want, as you say, something like that, especially to say, if we have won it. Or they have got to give us a guard of honour, but they're still playing to try and get second, third, you know, then they'll want it as hostile as possible. You know, but as you say, we'll just give them, put the under-23s out and just go, fuck off, don't care.
Right, are you ready for getting rezzers? Have you got a getting rezzers? Because I haven't. I'm going to have to... There was one on Twitter that I thought of the other day, but I didn't write it down like a div. So has anybody got one? Phil, have you got one? Okay. Waggy, have you got one?
I think so. I have got one. It's all right.
Okay. But, let's play the jingle and let's get into it.
Rezzers. Get in the rezzers. Get in the rezzers.
I'm not having that.
Get in the rezzers.
Get in rezzers.
Phil, you are our guest of honour, so you can go first.
Yeah, okay. For me, it's the manhandling of the referee when a player's getting booked. When they've got the hand on his back and then his shoulder and his arm, like he's his best mate and stuff. It's like, no, you're getting a bollocking. Just stand to attention. don't go fondling the referee. He's not going to change his mind because you're touching him up. Just leave him alone. Just some of the little things that just really irritates me.
Yeah, not respecting referees or...
Just the way they go over to him and he goes, right, come here, you're having a booking. Oh, yeah, what's this, mate? You know, like leaning arm around the shoulder. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. You know, it's just like, no, just don't touch the referee. Have a bit of respect.
Fair enough.
Just a bugbear.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's...
It should be. Did you see they started booking players for, dissent, haven't they, when they just go, oh, fuck off, referee, shit decision or whatever. And it's like, right, there you go. You get a card. So,
yeah,
absolutely. As you say, should be more like the rugby and stuff where they are, you know, they're the kings of the pitches. But I suppose on the flip side is due to the media and stuff and they saying how shit referees are and stuff like that. And I know we have commented quite a bit this season and last season and the season before of different referees and different decisions that they get wrong. But as you said, you're getting a booking, you should stand there and take it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We've spoke at length, haven't we, about the refereeing and grassroots refereeing and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, but I agree. Yeah, no, totally agree with that. That can get in rezzers, absolutely. Someone said that my camera can get in rezzers. It's not my camera. My camera's fine. It's the lighting that I've got behind me. That's the sepia sort of thing going on.
I thought it was, what's it, the amount of IPAs that you drank?
just on the, sticking to the referee thing, because we are getting comments in. Darren Bowden, who I think is, Darren, you are a referee, aren't you? I think your dad is as well. You get in grassroots as well. I always get asked, you're not going to send it in, are you? Oh, yeah, because you are a ref. Yeah, I thought you was. Yeah. So it does, and that's, but that's where it starts, though, isn't it? You need a full pathway for a professional career in refereeing from the start, and that's how it all bubbles up.
But it's happening in grassroots, though, because the kids are seeing it on the telly all the time.
Yeah, you know, exactly. Yeah. It's circular, you know, isn't it? Yeah.
Like the thing, you know, it's like the whole celebrations thing, isn't it? Where they're pointing up and
yeah, 8 years old. Grandparents, mum and dad are both there like that.
And then giving it the old baby arm wave.
Like, yeah, come on. like it. Waggy, what's your getting reses? By the way, just comment in with your getting reses because I'm struggling, so I'll nick somebody else's and we can talk about that.
The only one I've got is the shit Premier League winter break. What was all that about? Where basically they just had half the teams didn't play one weekend and half the teams didn't play the other weekend, but they didn't actually stop the football.
But then still moan about fixture congestion towards the end of the season.
But then still moan about fixture congestion. They did. So they called it the winter break, the Premier League winter break, but all they did was that half the teams, so 10 teams had one weekend off and 10 teams had the next weekend off. But there, I think there was other fixtures in between them anyway, so it was just like absolute shite. It's just, if you're going to do a winter break, have a winter break.
Yeah, I wondered what was going on, you know. Was that what it was?
Well, that's the way they work it, isn't it?
Right. Across two weekends, where they say, yeah, they had one weekend was one half of them playing and the other half played the next weekend. So, yeah, so that can get in the reses.
But surely when you come to the next set of fixtures, when everybody plays, 10 clubs have only had 5-7 days off and 10 clubs have had an extra week off, haven't they?
Yeah, but if you go the week before, then there'll be the teams that have got that have had 2 weeks off.
Yeah.
I know. So each team will have 2 weeks off, but you're offsetting.
Yeah. But surely that it largely depends on who you play because you
can. Yeah, but they will sit there and work out the fixtures to say that you'll play this week, and then miss this week, but then you can play these teams the week after.
I know, but say, but there's so much to go into there, isn't there? Because, or am I just making this up in my head? What if you don't want to play City after they've had a longer break than you? Surely you wouldn't want to do that. But that could be that could happen, couldn't it?
Of course, it could, yeah.
Yeah. And injuries and obviously time heals injuries and things like that. You could be playing a team that's now got a couple of key players back because they've had a break and so much to go into.
Yeah, so you say
it's just getting measures.
Definitely. Because you shouldn't have it staggered. It should just be like, right, there's no, these 2 weeks, there's no Premier League fixtures. We're having a winter break. It's the way it should be. It shouldn't be this staggered shit. And it's just to appease Sky Sports and BT or TNT Sports so that they can still have fixtures on the telly. It's shit and it can get in the reses.
Yeah, I agree. And we've had this discussion on here many a time. Well, I say we have. Nick has, and he's gone on for a bit, for 10, 15 minutes on how many seasons would we want in the Premier League. I mean, just one for me and come back down. Yeah. We talk about it's like Europa League and stuff and all sorts going on. Right, yeah, that can get in reses. What else is the Premier League can get in reses? Sick of Premier League fans at work. I'm sure they're in there, but can we make sure they're drowning? Yeah, let's do that. Jack Abroad. You did say that your YouTube handle has changed. Who was you before? If that's anyway, Yeah, Premier League fans at work. I've said it before, and I'll just remind people if you're new, I have a pointless system. So when I meet somebody new and they tell me who they support, depending on what I know about them and a few more questions, it goes starts to go like that.
Pointless.
Yeah. Yes. So it varies. So yesterday I met a new lady at work, and she said she was a Newcastle fan, and she was from Newcastle, and she had an accent, and I was like, you're 100 so far, so you could stay at 100. And then there's another lad who was born in Barcelona because his mum was on holiday there. And that's his hometown, so he supports Barcelona, even though he's from Haywood or whatever he's from. So he's pointless. You get me? Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's my, yes, I'm going to agree with that. That's my game, Resus. but yeah, good stuff. I mean, do you want to do a quiz? Waggy say no. Do you want to have a go, Phil? Do you want to redeem yourself because you got one?
Well, it depends on what year you picked. That's the thing.
No, you picked the year. You picked the year.
Yeah, it went well last time, didn't it?
It did. You picked the year. You can have 1992, a 0-0 draw against Huddersfield Town.
Sorry, what year?
1992.
I see. Right. Okay.
A 1-1 draw against Bristol City in 1997. A 1-0 loss against Huddersfield Town in 1998. A 0-0 draw against Wrexham in 2004. Or a 4-3 win against Stalybridge Celtic in 2015.
That's not nice.
Can I still say no to any of them?
Yeah, you can. It's hard, isn't it? I mean, would you have a let's not make it a quiz, but should we pick one? Which should we just?
I'd have gone for one of the 90s ones, not the early one.
97.
Let's go for 97. Right.
Who was that?
Bristol City away. I'll tell you what, Alan Armstrong scored the opener for that. And
I'll go Alan Armstrong then.
Right, but you could probably name the team because it was most of the team that got us up that season.
Yeah, like Mike Flynn.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, Brett Angel.
Yes.
So I think it would have been in net. Because obviously we lost Paul Jones, didn't we, at the end of the 96-97 season.
Yeah, but he was in net.
He's what?
He was in net.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, of course. Oh, bloody hell. This time in that year, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Forget what date it was. Yeah. Yeah, it's like that year then, isn't it? So, yeah, Toddy, Connolly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gannon.
Yeah.
Marsden.
No, Marsden didn't play. He must have been injured because he wasn't even on the bench.
Yeah, he's injured then. Right.
Yeah.
Bennett.
Yes. Louis Cavaco, yeah. How many have you got now? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I'm sorry, I said yes, by the way.
you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. It's not bad. Not bad at all. Can you guess who's missing, Waggy?
Durkin,
yeah, well done. Last one. Oh, no, sorry, you had 9, that was 10. One more. Silence is a crime on podcasts.
Yeah, so, try to think, but...
Tony Dinning,
right. Yeah, that's another midfielder.
Ian Dowden says Dave Smith. No, because he never existed. So can't be Dave Smith. key players for them on the day. Sean Gota.
Ah, okay.
Sean Gota played for them. Do you remember Paul Agostino? Brian Tinian. There we go. Rob Edwards. Isn't he the... he's a manager now, Rob Edwards, isn't he?
I'm not sure.
Yes, he is.
If you say so, Russ.
Yes. Yeah, he is. Anyway, that was great, wasn't it? So yeah, just nodding. I'll go away at some point. Right. No, Paul Ware didn't play. We've named 11 now. Thank you very much. Thanks for everybody for listening and watching. Please do like the video and subscribe if you haven't already. Over, I think it's something like 60% of people that watch this aren't subscribed, which is a bit weird if you ask me, but you know, please do subscribe. That'd be great. Please do like and review on whatever podcast player you're listening to us on, and do join our Patreon for £3 a month. You get the Courtyard Club call this in your inbox without ads, all ad free actually. And then the Dave Smith Never Existed podcast as well, straight into your inbox. Good stuff. Anything that we need to mention before we go?
I don't think so. Is anybody going to Grimsby?
No, unfortunately, I'm not. No, I've got a very selfish daughter who's turning 18 and having a party on Saturday. So.
Oh, nice one. Congratulations. Congratulations to your daughter.
I've got Peter Kay on Saturday.
Have you?
Yeah.
So I'll be full of the jokes on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be busy next Wednesday.
Well, I've got a recorder with some lyrics on it.
I haven't got any elaborate excuse. I just promised myself I'd never go to Grimsby away again. That was it. So I've worked
in Grimsby too many times.
Had it not been her birthday, I would have gone, so I've not been to Grimsby before.
Oh right. That'll be a pleasure for you when you get there.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Sure. Cheers for coming on, boys. Appreciate it. Thank you to everybody for watching and listening, and we will see you. Well, you'll hear us on the Courtyard Club call on Monday. Don't forget to read the blog, and we will see you next week.
Cheers. Thank you.
Cheers. Bye.
This episode of the Scarth McGower War was written, recorded and produced by Russ Johnson and Nick Lee. The music on the opening titles was produced by Dan Johnson. Subscribe wherever you get your content, as well as finding out how to join the TSBW fan club. Check out the links in the description or go to allthews.scarthmcgowerwar.co.uk.
It's the 90th minute, all your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants. 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.